Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/big deal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you for more than two decades. Dr. Shelley Kerr, PhD, has worked with thousands of people around the planet, helping them achieve greater peace and happiness in their lives. A world-renowned past life regressionist, Dr. Shelley's methods of combining energy work with hypnosis has been endorsed by numerous leaders in the field of consciousness, including near-death experience pioneer Dr. Raymond Moody and Dr. Brian Weiss. Shelley's latest work is called Journeys Through the Akashic Records. Shelley, welcome back to the program.
George, how are you doing?
I'm going fine, and how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. And this book just came out, didn't it?
Yes, literally minutes ago.
Perfect timing.
Yes.
I mean, you've also got books out on Edgar Cayce, The Blast from the Past, which we talked about last year. But this is great. Tell us about the Akashic Records. What are they?
They are a non-linear, multidimensional realm in the cosmos where all things are recorded. Everything that's happened in the past, the present, and the future is out there if we can only access it and gain, you know, access to this knowledge.
Is it out there in video form, or is it kind of like in a book form somewhere out there in the universe?
We use the book form so that we can understand something that is completely unfathomable because it is in the cosmos.
What got you to write about the Akashic Records?
Well, the book really is all of the guided journeys that I've taken my clients on over the past 20 years. And so we're really accessing this multidimensional realm anytime we go into past lives, but there's just many, many other kinds of information we can get there. So I wanted to put these journeys out because I feel like I want them to be available so people can receive help from them rather than having them in a drawer or in my brain, because there's a lot of things in this book that I've never publicly released before ever. But when people come in for regressions, you know, sometimes they need a lot more than just a past life regression. So these are the many different doorways that I've learned to take people through to help them with various things that they're dealing with in their life journey.
When I was a kid, they talked about the Book of Records and the thing that we would have for our life review. Is that what the Akashic Records are?
You know, it's been cited in so many different religious traditions in the Bible and the Talmud.
Yeah.
And so this is exactly what we're talking about. The reason why I think it's valid and it is real is because it's been mentioned in so many different religions, this idea that your name is written in a book and that there is a wellspring of information out there that we can tap into, and all these different sources have cited this over the years, so that's why we have to take it seriously.
Who decides what basically goes in those records?
Theoretically, we're deciding every minute we're making these decisions. Every minute we're choosing this versus that. Unrealized potentials are there, as well as the things we do choose. They're just sitting there for us to access.
I mean, is everything in there or just major things?
I believe everything is in there. Everything. Different paths maybe we didn't take, the things we did do, things that might have been, are sitting there in the multiverse as a potentiality.
I mean, and if you can tap into it, what is the purpose of doing that?
There's so many different things that people can access from this, different pieces of information about your soul purpose, your past lives, the nature of how we individually fit into the wider humanity, global trends, and all kinds of things can be accessed through this realm.
And once you do, how do you use it?
Well, you would use it for different kinds of, present life healing, if we're going through specific issues, or maybe we just need to understand our purpose, or what are our next steps. We can go into the future. That is obviously one of the realms we can go into. So we can hopefully use it to make better decisions that would be more beneficial for humanity, learning from the past, receiving information that would help us make better informed choices for the future.
You had a near-death experience. What happened?
Yeah, this was really strange. Back in 2000, I went to Egypt, and when I came back, I started hearing the inner voice telling me, there's something wrong with your heart, you're not going to live much longer. And then one night, I wasn't in an accident or anything, but I just lifted up, and I went into another dimensional realm where I was met with some light beings. And it was all very cerebral, just like my friend Raymond Moody talks about.
Sure.
There was not any discussion, but there was a knowing, okay, I'm going to come back. When I came back, I had energy in my hands, and then that's when I really started having an understanding of things that I had no conscious awareness of prior to that. I was just a salesperson, I had energy in my hands, and then over the course of time, this led me on a path where I got interested in learning how to do past life regressions for others and doing energy healing, and a lot of the different healing methods that I developed started with that weird experience.
Did it kind of illuminate you?
Yeah, it was like a big rush of energy, just head to feet. I started being able to send energy out of my hands, but I hadn't taken a Reiki class yet. I didn't even know what that was. And then the other thing that started happening is, let's say you and I were hanging out, we're having a conversation, you'd tell me about something you did over the weekend. I started seeing little movies running in my mind of things that people were telling me, even like regular things, like you went to the grocery store or something. I'd be like, what is this that I'm seeing in my head? And so then I started realizing that this, whatever this was that was happening to me, could be used, particularly when I'm taking clients on regressions. I started realizing that sometimes I would see what they were getting ready to see during a past life regression before they ever even opened their mouths. And so that's been kind of helpful over the years. And then a couple of years ago during the pandemic, we were obviously locked in our houses, and I had a bunch of students who really wanted to talk about the Akashic Records. And I started thinking, I've never really called it this, but yes, these records or this, what I would consider this realm, it's something that I've been accessing actually quite frequently for over 20 years now. So that's kind of where it all began.
Are the Akashic Records what the Catholic Church would call the good book?
They'd call it, yes, the good book, the book of life, this idea that the names are going to be written in the book. This was in the book of Revelation when John was warning everybody that there was going to be a book that was going to be open at Judgment Day, and if you find your name in the book, then you will be admitted into the kingdom of heaven. But if your name is missing from the book, well, you're not going to ascend into the afterlife.
Could you have somebody write it in for us?
I think we could. We can hope so.
That's important.
I think it's through our deeds, our actions.
You're an expert in Edgar Cayce, of course, the American prophet. He talked about and tapped into the Akashic Records quite a bit, didn't he?
Yeah, Cayce is really one of the reasons, I think, why these Akashic records or this idea of this is so popular right now. The sleeping prophet, as he was called, went to sleep and would relay prophecies to people about things that he knew nothing about through this energy he called Source. And basically, while he was asleep, Casey predicted that there were going to be different sets of Akashic records found in places like Bimini, the Yucatan, and of course, the one that everybody's looking for, which is under the right paw of the Sphinx in Giza. And of course, we haven't found those yet, but some people, such as myself, really do believe they're there, and we just haven't found them yet, and perhaps we will one of these days.
All right, fantastic. Now, let's get into others like Nostradamus. Did they have this ability?
I think Nostradamus really did tap into something. This is so interesting. He was a physician back in the 1500s and tried to save people from the Black Death. Unfortunately, his family succumbed to this, and then once that happened, he really turned into the occult and started tapping into all of these quatrains and prophecies. And now, you know, people have credited him with everything from predicting the Great Fire of London to the French Revolution, the rise of Hitler and Napoleon, both world wars, and all kinds of things. And so certainly he was definitely tapping into something by putting himself into a trance and going into these other realms.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now. You have talked about three main areas, Shelley, of discovering what's within the Akashic Records. What are those three areas?
Well, obviously, past lives is a big one that I've been using quite often. I also think it's really good for picking up on our soul purpose. Like, why are we here? You know, we can find these things out. And, of course, global trends and things of the future can be picked up here as well.
Interesting. Let's talk about them. Past lives. How many do we have?
That's a good question. I've talked to people who believe they don't have any, and then I've talked to people who believe they have hundreds. I think on average, though, most people report maybe 7 or 8 past lives, roughly.
I talked to a guest this week who claimed he had 88 past lives.
I'm sure he did. I believe that.
How many do you think you had?
Oh, my gosh. I've been tapping into more of them since I started teaching a lot about this, because we're always doing journeys on each other. So, I don't know, maybe hundreds. I don't know. Maybe not that many. I probably tapped into maybe 20 or 30 that I maybe know of.
If you've done some things that you're not too proud of, they're still in the Akashic Records as well. Does that come back to haunt you?
I would think that I tend to believe that whatever you're putting out is coming back. And I know that, you know, there's no person alive that's 100% angelic, or, well, maybe a few, but most of us have done things that really aren't the best. I think we do the best we can. Most people, I believe, are good people doing the best we can. But within that, obviously, there's things we're not that thrilled about. And I still think at some point those things are coming back to us. So hopefully our good deeds can outnumber these others, and we try to do the best we can to make amends during our life.
That second area you mentioned, the soul purpose, tell us about that.
I have always believed, and there's journeys in this book, where we can go into spaces and tap into the moments before we arrived in even this current lifetime, and we can decide, like, what is it that we've come here to do? We've set something out before we got here. And within these kinds of spaces, we can also identify the fact that the soul is kind of like a book. There's sometimes themes of different things that we've been doing. We've been doing them over and over and over and over again. And they play out maybe a little bit differently, but when we can tap into those things, it can be very empowering to understand, you know, that sometimes the things that we're doing in our lives, even if they're not that pleasant, they're happening for a reason. And it helps us to learn the lessons that we've come here to learn, and then we can see that really we've been doing this all along. And if we can use some of these, like you mentioned before, some things aren't as pleasant, but we can always use those things to hopefully learn and then help others, then it becomes very, very empowering as we move forward, because that's really the only reason why we would want to do this in the first place, is so that we can have a more empowering future.
Shelley, the other area you mentioned was trends. Explain that.
Well, you know, certainly Nostradamus tapped into far-reaching future events. We could also just tap into global trends, like what's coming up. We certainly see that right now we've been going through some really interesting times the past few years, so we could tap into those things potentially within this realm. And hopefully with the spirit of, if we can find out some of the things that might be happening in the future in trends, that we could use our consciousness to raise our own vibration and our own consciousness to make things better, because all of the future events are still up for grabs. And so that's, you know, hopefully how we would use our powers for good, so we could have the best possible outcomes for future.
And in the future is changeable then, isn't it?
I definitely believe the future is changeable, yes. There's possible realities. We want to choose the things that are going to be, you know, positive, happy, and for highest good of all concerned when we can.
What techniques do you use, Shelley, to tap into the Akashic Records?
The whole process is really beginning with the exterior environment. I recommend people find a place where they're doing their meditation or their healing work in the external world. Make sure it's comfortable. They've got their comfortable chair. They've got their surroundings. And then we turn to the theater of the mind, where we're going to go into the inner world and start creating spaces within the inner world where we're going to bring light through the body, create protective energies, and then walk through the same doorways each time in order to access these other realms.
What techniques would you recommend to people to kind of tap into their records? And then how do they use it once they do?
Well, part of it would be connecting with something I'm calling the astral light, which is really paying homage to Madame Blavatsky and the Theosophical Society, which was, other than Edgar Cayce, one of the other groups that really purported this information very early on. So we're going to tap into a very bright, healing light, connecting ourselves with earth and sky, and then walking into a door, into this place that I call the waiting room. It's kind of like if you go you go to see any professional, you're going to walk into the outer office and sit in the outer office before you go in to the different areas. And so people create these waiting rooms, and each person creates kind of like their happy place, a place where they're energetically supported. It's very safe and nurturing and protective. And so once you create that space, then you meet with guides, and typically people will meet with one spirit guide who will assist them and accompany them in all of the different journeys. And then the other thing has to do with just general preparation. You know, you can't walk into a giant warehouse looking for one particular item if you have no idea where you're going. So you do prep work up front to make sure that you're accessing the things that you want to access. And then also, I really believe you're only going to access the things that are for your highest good, that are meant for you to have at any particular time.
What if you access your records and you're not too happy about them? What do you do?
Then you can always, you know, use the power of choice, create healing, to change the things that you've seen. Sometimes we get warnings and things like that so we could come back into our outer world and make changes to change these events. And to, if it's something that's already happened, fine, guess what? It happened, it's done, let's just get the lessons and the learnings and figure out how we can move in a better way into a better future reality.
Do you tap into the Akashic Records for yourself? Have you?
I do, yeah, I do. I think, again, initially I think I didn't realize I was doing it consciously, but yes, we can move into places just to bring greater peace into the present moment if we're going through times of stress, or if you need to just take a little peek to sense the energy of things that are coming up so that you can make more empowered choices. Absolutely, I do.
I would guess that most people want to tap into the records to look into the future, because you already know what you did in the past, right? You should.
You should, yeah. Sometimes going into the past can be healing if you're carrying around a lot of angst. Like you said, we've all done things we don't want, so maybe we need to go back there a little bit to do some healing around that so that we can let it go. I think people do largely want to see the future to a certain extent, or they think they do. I think that's a tricky subject. I think I told you many years ago, I've talked about it briefly on the show, I went to India several years ago, and I had my Nadi leaf records read, which are these mystical leaves. They were written 2,000 years ago on these little papyrus scrolls, and so I got my records read, and the readers claim that when you have these records read, that they're going to be able to tell you everything about your past, your present, and your future, and they can really actually theoretically predict when you're going to pass away. And so myself and several of these people that I was at this conference, speaking at a conference, we all had our records that they found by doing this searching process that they do. And I thought it was cool. I mean, I was kind of excited about it, but some of the people got super scared, and because they were so, overwhelmed and terrorized by the prospect of actually somebody telling them, you know, this is when your life's going to come to an end, or maybe they were going to hear other things that were unpleasant. So I think that there's a belief that we think we want to know the future. So that's why we go to a psychic or we go have some predictive work done. But if we really, really thought about it hard enough, most of us don't really want to know when this current experience is actually going to come to an end, I don't think.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.